Introduction. Madness and creativity share a kinship. These four chapters present two halves of the same whole. The first two meditate on forms of madness. Chapter 1 takes up madness in ourselves, of breakdown, breakup, breakthrough in our personal lives. Madness is real. We all know about it. We can be shattered by rejection, captive to post-traumatic stress disorder after exposure to war or crime. People speak of feeling crazy as what brings them into analysis. A highly functioning woman says she fears she could go insane. An executive partner in her firm comes because life is stalled. She lives suspended. A professor comes because in the midst of her lecture, her mind falls blank and she is mute. A man comes because he needs a place to tell his story. Find its thread through 3 years of being jobless, despite 100 applications and 6 interviews. We all know about madness. Our own versions particular to our biography, neighborhood, and country, and our time in history. We are located. Madness dislocates us. Out of our bodies, out of our minds. And yet, in the midst of madness, dots of light appear. Jung calls them scintillae. These act as creative points indicating something bright, hopeful. Strung together, the dots construct a path which can transfigure our madness into our creative contributions. These meditations on my clinical work relate to what Jung discovers at the height of his having attained riches, fame, and happiness. An essential something has gone missing, his soul, and he is driven to find it. His path descends into chaos. There he encounters many others who present otherness itself in multiple forms, points of view that countermand his beliefs and leave him in confusion, wandering, ignorance. Something happens to Jung, and when we read the Red Book, something happens to us too. We are addressed, summoned, pushed to find the essential missing thing that enlivens the whole, the multiplicity that makes up the complexity of living. Jung's breakdown of all he relied upon, as rational, scientific, good, arrived at through thinking, breaks up his vision of the world and delivers him into meaninglessness as the other half of life. He loses his vision of the good and faces evil looking at him. Chapter 2 takes up madness in the world. Personal experience of our madness opens us to collective anxiety about meaninglessness. We fear we have lost sure grip on principles of order and debate in government, trust in social goodwill and fairness, just use but not abuse of collective power. But worse, we fear we lose the means to think about meaning, to imagine recovery of foundational truths. Everywhere the world is erupting into violence and rapacious use of resources of earth, water, animal and plant life, even air. Wars and their aftermath of rape, genocide, crippling of civilians as well as soldiers overwhelm and frightens us. Patterns of collective life seem to be breaking up. No containing myth of meaning brings us together with enough room for our differences. Working on our own madness leads to deep uneasiness. Is there any sure meaning to depend upon?